The Do Not Call Registry has been around since 2003. It's supposed to help people limit the number of telemarketing calls that they receive. But being on that Do Not Call list does not stop all the calls, as you may have noticed. And this year, there have been a record number of complaints about robocalls or pre-recorded calls that are often scams, like this one.
This call is officially a final notice from the IRS. The nature and the purpose of this call is to inform you that we have received legal petition notice concerning a tax fraud against you. So before this matter goes to the Federal Claims Courthouse or before you get arrested, please call immediately on our...
There is also this one.
Hello, this is Rachel at Cardholder Services, calling in reference to your current credit card accounts. There are no problems currently with your account. It is urgent that you contact us concerning your eligibility for lowering your interest rate to as little as 6.9%.
So, what's the deal? Tim Marvin of Consumers Union joins us now from San Francisco. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's going well. Thanks for joining us. And why am I getting all these calls? And not just me, but a lot of people are still getting calls even if they're on the Do Not Call list.
Yeah, it's really annoying. And just about every American has signed up for the Do Not Call list. And I think if we did a survey tomorrow, we'd find out that just about every American has probably gotten a robocall in the last week. Here's the deal. In 2003, they passed the Do Not Call list. At the time, that was a great law, and it worked really, really well. People stopped getting phone call solicitations that they didn't want to receive, and people paid attention to the Do Not Call list. But now, since the internet has become so much less expensive to use, people who would like to make a phone call solicitation can make millions of calls for pennies on the dollar simply by having a decent computer set up and a phone number. So before, when people would call, you know, one number at a time and they would kind of cycle through numbers, it would take some time and it would cost a little bit more money. Now, these companies can call thousands and thousands and thousands of phone numbers in a matter of seconds for very little money. So that's really why the Do Not Call list has become ineffective. And the fact is that crooks don't care about the Do Not Call list. If they're trying to scam you out of money, they don't care if you've signed up for the Do Not Call list. And so, you know, the laws just haven't been able to keep up with technology. And that's why we've been calling on major telephone companies to give consumers, their customers, tools to stop blocking these calls before they get to our homes.
But isn't it illegal for these calls to be made in the first place? Why can't the government go after them if what they're doing is illegal?
That's a great question. A lot of them are, especially to your cell phone. But a lot of these calls are generated abroad. So, you know, there might be a call center in Jamaica. You know, they're the ones setting up the, you know, the IRS tax scam. It's not most likely happening in Lawrence, Kansas. It's happening in Jamaica or the Virgin Islands or something like that. And, you know, the fact is that the FTC and the FCC, the regulators who deal with a lot of this, and a lot of attorney generals have gone after legitimate companies who have violated the Telephone Communication Protection Act. But the most egregious of these calls are most likely coming from places that we just can't get to the criminal. And that's why it's important to block these calls before they get to our phones.
Even if on your caller ID or on your phone, it says that the number is coming from within the United States.
Correct. It's really easy for them to fake a number. And now we're seeing them get even, you know, more bold. I'm here in the West Coast in San Francisco, and I get numbers all the time with the 415 area code that looks an awful like either my phone number or a phone number that could potentially be a call I think I should take. I pick it up, and it's Rachel from Cardholder Services, you know, tricking me yet again to sign up for something and trying to get my personal information.
And that's the point of these, is they want to get your personal information. They want to get you to send them money or something like that?
Correct. Our conservative estimate is that people lose about $350 million a year in telephone scams. We've seen numbers much higher, and you know, it's pretty easy. You know, I've had family friends who have gotten the IRS call, the tax scam, and you know, they're just not quite sure. And so it's pretty easy to see someone, a senior, for instance, who might be, you know, not getting a lot of calls or just not quite sure of what they've sent in and what they haven't, going ahead and sending someone they shouldn't money that they probably would be better off having in their bank account.
Before we move on to some of the solutions, and you mentioned that you would like the telephone companies to provide one solution, but before we get there, there are some calls that are still allowed even with the Do Not Call list, correct?
That's correct. You know, political season's really starting to heat up, and I'm sure that if people had their choice, they would block a lot of the political robocalls that are about to come their way. But political robocalls have an exemption under the Telephone Communication Protection Act. Any company that can show that they've run prior business with you is allowed to robocall you. Same thing with charities and emergency calls. So emergency calls are, you know, I grew up in Buffalo, so we would get one when they closed the roads and the schools.
Right.
So there are some automated calls that are legitimate, even though we do feel that consumers should have the right to block that call if they choose to not receive it. It's the same thing if somebody answers on my door. They have every right to knock on my door, but I also have the right to not go answer the door if I don't want to.
So what about solutions? What could the phone companies do?
Well, we think that the easiest step for them to start making is to offer the consumers free and effective tools to block robocalls. So, you know, some of the solutions that we've seen out there, people might have heard of. The FTC did a competition, and they've had a couple really interesting winners. One of those was a company called Nomo Robo. It allows people to sign up for this service if they have voice over internet protocol. And now they have a cell phone app that you can sign up for. And that allows you to start blocking phone calls. Unfortunately, the phone companies, especially the major phone companies like AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink, haven't done much to make that tool accessible and easy to use for their customers. Somebody like Time Warner Cable actually did a really great thing. They allowed their customers to basically one-click opt in to Nomo Robo, and we've heard from consumers that it works really well, that they've seen the number of robocalls drop. You know, it feels good when you're a customer and your company starts listening to you.
And you can just go and download this app if you want to, Nomo Robo, and it'll start working on your cell phone?
Yeah. On your cell phone, there is a cost for that. And if you have an Android cell phone, you have a whole host of apps that you could choose from. And you should really read the reviews and figure out what works best for you. Unfortunately, if you have a traditional copper landline, your options are really limited about what you can do. Basically, you can go out and buy a piece of hardware, set it up at your home, and see if that works for you. You know, we did a review in Consumer Reports magazine about it. And what we found is that, you know, a lot of them do what they say they'll do, but, you know, they're not easy to set up. And again, you're spending money to protect your phone that you're already paying AT&T money to use. And it's just not working the way it should. So what we'd really like to see the phone companies do and start putting technology over their networks that block these calls before they get to our homes. And we really think that that's the solution that companies should be heading towards. And to be honest, they're dragging their feet. They're just not listening to their customers on this.
And in terms of what the customers can do if they continue to receive these calls, should they report them?
Yeah. Reporting them to the FTC and the SEC and your attorney general is really helpful. The one place where the phone companies have been helpful is teaming up with a lot of the different applications that are out there, along with regulators, and they meet and they basically say, okay, what are the bad phone numbers that these calls are coming from? And they can start working together to block those numbers. So reporting the numbers is really, really helpful to the regulators and to the phone companies. But at the end of the day, stopping them, you can sign up for Nomo Robo or a service similar like that if you have voice over internet protocol or if you have a cell phone. The best thing to do when you get a call is just not do anything. If you pick up and you can, everyone kind of knows what that click sounds like when it's not a real person, just hang up. Don't interact. It's really tempting to get frustrated and mess with the phone callers. But to be honest, they're probably just flagging you for more phone calls down the road.
And of course, sometimes companies actually do need to reach their customers and conduct legitimate business. How do you know? Should you just never do any kind of business on the phone like that if somebody's calling you?
You know, there's ways to ask. You know, if I get calls from my bank for the same thing, for fraud alerts when I'm traveling, usually they leave a message and tell me to call back. You know, to be honest, a lot of people with their cell phones have just stopped answering numbers that they don't know. But that is not a practical solution. And that's really, you're getting really to the heart of the problem. We don't know which numbers to trust anymore. And that's why the phone companies need to act. I can't tell the difference between a legitimate call coming from Wells Fargo and an illegitimate call coming from, you know, a cruise line. And so that's why the phone companies need to do more. I can't trust the service that I'm paying for.
if I told you the amount of free cruises that I've won.
I'm surprised you're at work. I thought you'd be on a cruise right now.
Tim Marvin of Consumers Union, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, this week, the Federal Communications Commission ruled that the entire federal government and government contractors are exempt from robocall regulations because the law applies to persons. And according to the FCC, the government doesn't fall under the definition of a person. Congress could pass legislation to change this, but it might not want to because many people in Congress use robocalls themselves. You can find out more information about call blocking devices and services and how to file complaints about unwanted robocalls at our website, hereandnow.org. And while you're there, let us know if you're getting unwanted telephone solicitations and if you've tried any of the tools Tim Marvin suggests for stopping them or you've got any of your own. That's hereandnow.org.